Hi, everybody, and welcome back to another short, bite-sized political podcast. Let's talk about Dr. Mengele. Dr. Fauci. Yeah. Appearing on CBS journalists Major Jarrett's The Takeout, Dr. Anthony Fauci said, if the unvaccinated are not vaccinated, then we could be in for a dark, bad winter. Dr. Fauci added, you know, if we don't get the people vaccinated who need to be vaccinated, and we get that conflating with an influenza season, we could have a very dark, very bad winter. Oh, Dr. Fauci, is that what you think? Sounds a little bit like a threat to me, but then all along, there's been nothing but threats from you, you absolute fraud. One of the things that I would sincerely hope will happen is that when Nuremberg 2 trials happen, Fauci will be probably the first guy who goes into the box. But anyway, let's follow Dr. Fauci's logic. We got to get the people vaccinated, you see, folks. You got to get them vaccinated. That makes all the difference. Makes all the difference. Well, then, that brings me to the main point of this particular podcast, and that is the remarkable statistic that the latest Public Health England report reveals that the vaccinated, Dr. Fauci's favourites, account for 50% of COVID-19 cases, 61% of hospitalizations, and 77% of deaths. Say what? No, that can't be right. That can't be right, because that would mean Dr. Fauci and his ilk are lying through their teeth to us. But no, apparently that's the truth. That's the truth. Here's the data. Let's have a quick dive in, shall we? Because when you look at the figures, it is quite scary. And I mean, one of the other things in all of this is that no one seems to want to talk about why, for example, COVID-19 deaths are 11 times higher in 2021, right now, than they were in 2020. Because this time last year, we didn't have a vaccine. This year, we have multiple vaccines. Problem is that many more people are dying. Why is that, Dr. Fauci? Why is that? If your jabs are so good, why are there more people dying the more we jab people? Let's get a couple of hard bits of data which kind of make the point. We get, for example, the fact that between August the 23rd, 2020 and September 19th, 2020, there were allegedly 275 deaths recorded that were associated with COVID-19. So, meaning that someone had died within 28 days of a positive test. You know, the result is thrown out. So, that was between August 23rd, 2020, September 19th, 2020. Now, let's go forward to the exact same dates. And there were allegedly 3,125 deaths associated with COVID-19. So 275 deaths last year, 3,125 this year. And get this, the majority of those deaths were people who had been fully vaccinated. But this can't be, because we know the jab protects you. It saves you. It stops you from getting the worst symptoms, the worst excesses of the virus. Well, I would have thought death represented the absolute worst endpoint of the virus, and there's a 1,000% increase in the number of deaths happening right now. So that's to me that's something that's pretty disturbing. The other thing is we should look at, well, the other thing they say is, oh yeah, but don't worry about that. Well, we should worry about it, but they say don't worry about it. They say it's really, really important that you get the jab because it will reduce hospitalizations. You see, the jabs reduce hospitalizations. Well, then we have to say, let's have a look at that, because between August 23rd and September 19th, we had 8,160 people presenting to emergency care who then had an overnight inpatient admission within 28 days of a positive test. So again, it's dodgy, like the way they are saying this is dodgy. But of these 8,160 who went into emergency care, 4,500 of them were fully jabbed. 4,000, add another 383 who were partly jabbed, you got almost 5,000 of the 8,000 were jabbed. 3,220 weren't. Now, again, I would question, just because somebody presents to emergency care within 28 days of a positive test for COVID-19 doesn't mean that they've got COVID-19. We do have to understand that. But they could you could have broken your leg and you could have been brought into A&E, but you could have had a positive test 28 days before. On that basis, you would be counted as a COVID admission. But nonetheless, the statistic is vaccinated account for 60.5% of hospital admissions. 60.5%. Oh, no. How can this be? Because it's after two jabs, maybe a third booster. Surely to goodness, you're invulnerable. Turns out that's not the case at all. So let us then, therefore, go to the money shot deaths. All the way through this, if you've been listening to me, I've always argued that the only measure that matters is deaths. Well, let's look at that, shall we? From Public Health England. So, by the way, this is all beyond debate. This is facts. Between the same dates, 23rd of August to the 19th of September, there were 3,125 deaths associated with COVID-19, and 76% of them were amongst the vaccinated population. What? But the jab, Dr. Fauci told me the jab will stop me from dying. Well, 76.6% of those dying had been jabbed. And in fact, it's interesting, if you look at it, in terms of the demographics, I mean, it won't surprise you to discover that the majority of the double jabbed who are dying are 80 plus, 1,272 of them, another 600 odd, 70 to 79. So, you know, again, nothing's changed from last year. COVID-19 is a virus that does affect the elderly and those who have compromised systems are probably particularly vulnerable, which elderly people tend to have. But that is the reality of it. That this, think about this. Just reflect on this one stat. Of those who have died in the 80 plus age group, right, 1,200 of them have been double jabbed. 198 haven't been, right? So think about that. That sink in. So the elderly double jabbed are much more likely to die than the elderly non-jabbed. What does that make you think about the vaccine, folks? Does that make you think, oh, well, that's reinforced my confidence in what Dr. Anthony Fauci says, I need to get my jabs or it's going to be a dark winter? I'm afraid if we look at when we examine the data from Public Health England, it's absolutely clear that these jabs seem to have absolutely no benefit whatsoever, but potentially lots of downside. And yet, if we listen to the mainstream media, which we shouldn't do, but if we do, we get exactly the opposite effect. So there you go, folks. There's the facts. Fauci and the gang are warning you there's going to be a dark winter coming. I suggest there will be a dark winter coming too, but for a totally different reason. The dark winter is being driven by Fauci and the vaccine fanatics and what they're putting into people's bodies and then how that reacts with reality, with wild viruses, with their individual immune systems. It's a very, very dark situation, folks, that is coming our way. But the solution to it is to absolutely do the opposite that Dr. Fauci suggests. Thanks for listening.